34, Joe. I've seen that before.
Yeah, you know, we've had a couple sets of senior or twins, and, you know, fortunate, this group I have right now, Kansas Pitts of Modsburg, were young kids when I had a couple other set of twins and the score girls that wore those same numbers. And, you know, for me, it was a matter of going in one night when they were little and remember seeing those numbers on those kids. And then I get them up into high school or they get developed, and what I had realized had happened is the one's name that is spelled with a C should be number 34, which works out really great, and then one spelled with a K, like the score girls, should be number 33. The problem with it is they don't play in the typical roles where those two kids, the score girls, had played. So their names fit the number, but their positions don't fit the number, and it took me a little bit to not think that it should be the other way around. So, great kids.
You've taught both the scores? You taught both of the Modsburgs?
I've had them both, and you know, there are a lot of similarities, and it's pretty interesting. I don't know if it's kind of just a twin thing or coming through the same program or what it is, but there are definitely some similarities, and it's awful fun to watch numbers repeat themselves and kids, you know, come through now that other kids were their role models, and you see those numbers come through and you just say, you know what, that's a great thing, why they picked it.
And you've got some younger kids probably in third and fourth and fifth grade looking up to these two?
You know, kind of funny, I have a group of two twins in third grade, and they are number 31 and 35, which was the Hawkinson's numbers, and I do laugh at that because the ones in third grade are about as little as they come, so I don't think they're my size, probably not much size there.
What is it about the water in Boyceville that produces twins?
You know, I don't know, but it is the one thing I'm really glad about.